This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 19 people are dead, hundreds injured, and search and rescue teams continue to sift through rubble after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake and subsequent tsunami struck the Aegean Sea Friday between Turkey and the Greek island of Samos. At least 17 people were killed in Izmir alone. That's Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned, and 709 were injured, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency, or AFAD. Among the dead were the wife and two children of the Secretary General of the Turkish Medical Association's Izmir branch. Well, new coronavirus cases continue to surge in the U.S. and in the state of Kansas. A new study finds that counties with mask mandates have about half as many infections as the counties that do not. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The University of Kansas conducted the study that finds the regions that require masks saw a 50% drop in their seven-day rolling average of daily cases, starting 2 weeks after the mask mandates were issued. Research Director Donna Ginther says they're not saying that masks will eliminate COVID-19, but they significantly slow the spread of the disease, at least they do in Kansas. The state's Democratic governor tried to impose a statewide mask mandate this summer, but almost all of the counties opted out. COVID cases began spiking in September, and the report finds counties without mask requirements have been hardest hit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 17-year-old from Illinois accused of killing two demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has been extradited to stand trial on homicide charges, with sheriff's deputies in Illinois handing him over to the counterparts in Wisconsin. And this afternoon ruling, the judge rejected Kyle Rittenhouse's bid to remain in Illinois. This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan promised Friday to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, a pledge that follows a day of talks in Geneva, even as Azerbaijani troops push deeper into the separatist territory. Two sides agreed they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international humanitarian law. They also promised to help recover in exchange for the remains of soldiers left on the battlefield, and in a week's time submit list of prisoners of war for the purpose of providing access and eventual exchange. France stepped up security nationwide Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. President Emmanuel Macron deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites like places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allahu Akbar decapitated one woman and killed two others in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deemed to be insulting and blasphemous. Tens of thousands of Poles joined in a massive demonstration in the capital Warsaw Friday, the largest since protests began against a controversial near-ban total ban on abortion in largely Catholic country. Warsaw officials estimated at least 100,000 people crowded the city center, many carrying black umbrellas, a sign of abortion rights in Poland. Demonstration again follows the October 22nd ruling of the Poland's Constitutional Court outlawing abortions due to fetal defects. That is one of the most common reasons for abortion in Poland. Daily protests have taken place across the country. In the past week alone, government has accused demonstrators of risking the lives of the elderly by defying pandemic rules on social distancing and avoiding large gatherings. India's National Investigation Agency has raided the offices of the leading newspaper in Indian-controlled Kashmir and the offices and residence of a journalist and two prominent activists in the disputed region. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.